Welcome to Impact 103. You're listening to Zibuse Elkunene on God in the Picture. Tonight, I have a very special guest. He is a man who has started a garden in the east of Pretoria, and he also has an upper room in the basement. And it is none other than my friend, Pastor Eric. I will let him introduce himself. And just for tonight, we are going to skip all the pleasantries and just get into the conversation. Good evening, Pastor Eric. How are you?
Good evening, Zibisu. I'm so privileged to be here and sharing my story, whatsoever you comes on my mind and whatsoever you wanted to question me. I'm a privilege to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Also, thank you for availing yourself. I'm glad that now you're comfortable, because then we are just going to get into, you know, the heart of the matter. So over the past couple of weeks, I think since about September, we've been having a conversation around forgiveness. And no matter how hard I've tried to move away from the topic of forgiveness, it just keeps coming back, keep coming back. And I just want you to help us unpack the topic around forgiveness, around healing, around loving, so that the person who is listening on the other side can then, you know, have something that they can take away, right? So, you know, when we were having a conversation earlier, you mentioned something about around counseling and the number of the ratio of people that you see when it comes to, you know, yes, as they come through. Can you just take us through?
Yeah, I just want to start off with this and just say that, you know, we are all in desperate need of forgiveness, whether we are a new convert or a prophet or a minister of a big congregation. We are all in desperate need of God's forgiveness, because forgiveness makes our future possible. And the Bible also say that when we say that we do not have sin, we make God a liar, 1 John 1 verse 9. But the good news is, whenever we confess our sin, He is righteous and just to forgive us all our sin and clean us from all unrighteousness.
Mm. Wow, definitely. And I think another part that we've been touching on around forgiveness has been the prayer in Matthew 6, where Jesus says, when you pray, therefore you shall say. And then He says, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. But a lot of the times we underestimate the importance of forgiveness. Can you just talk us around that?
Yeah, you know, the Bible says that the enemy is like a roaring lion. Mm. He always try to trick us in some way. And, you know, in my life experience, and also I'm doing counseling, mm, and on my experience with many people, that if I can say this, about 9 out of 10 people, every time when they come and see me, the first thing that we deal with is unforgiveness, because unforgiveness, you know, it's a blessing blocker, and forgiveness had a direct impact with our relationship with God, and also it affects our prayer life, and there is no way that we can get a healthy relationship with God when we ponder and we on offenses, some of the offenses that comes our way, you know, it is like a seed that the enemy planted in our hearts. Yeah. And the more you think about it, after some time, it germinates like a seed to germinate, and then it goes over to resentment, grudges, and bitterness, hatred, and the tree is already rooted into our system. And then it becomes unforgiveness. Once it become unforgiveness, it is not very easy to deal with the matter.
Mm. Yeah, sure. You know, you mentioned something very important there, that forgiveness is a blessing blocker. And I remember 1 Peter 3, I think it's verse 7, where Paul says, husbands, dwell with your wives in understanding. And then he says, so that your prayers will not be hindered. What does it mean then for, like, let's say a husband who refuses to forgive or grow that heart for forgiveness? What does it mean then for him, especially being the head?
Yeah, like I said, if someone hurt you so much, we must remember that only hurt people hurt people.
Yes.
And once you can work through that and go to God and say to the Holy Spirit, help me to let me deal with this, because we must also remember that life is spiritual. Okay.
Okay.
And it manifests in the spirit before it. It happens first in the spirit before it manifests in the natural. So that means that once we take an offense into our system, and then everything around us get influenced. Our work, like I said, our relationship, our relationship with our spouses or our children, work colleagues, whatever, it's got a big influence in that. And then we must remember that God is a gracious God. God is a God that is a gentle God. If we can remember what happened to Peter in the Bible, he denied Jesus three times. And just before that, he said to the Lord, listen, I will even go with you the extra mile, and I will not allow you to get crucified and captured by the people. So the Lord said to him that he's not aware of the spiritual matter that Jesus is supposed to go to. And then what happened? He denied Jesus three times. And if you can read the Bible clearly, how Jesus handled this matter, how he spoke to him and said to him, and he restored him to his previous position. And he spoke to him three times. He said to him, feed my lambs. Do you love me, Peter? Do you love me? You know that situation. So, yeah. And so that's what I'm saying, that forgiveness is a big thing in the spiritual realm. And the enemy, that's why the Bible also say we must watch and pray, because the enemy can wanted to catch us unprepared.
Yeah. That's really powerful, and my mind is also on the part where the enemy plants a seed, and when the enemy plants a seed, then I'm thinking, as a man, I have a seed in me, and you know the thing about a seed, you take an apple seed, you plant it, and then what grows from there is an apple tree. Take whatever other seed, when you plant it, you get what you planted. And unfortunately, with the crop that comes out of there, it becomes multiplied, right? Now, if I am a man and I've not forgiven, and I refuse to forgive, whether it's my past or whoever, or even forgiving myself for things that I've done in my past, when I have children, is it possible, though, that I can, through that seed, pass on that unforgiveness, the bitterness, and the anger?
Definitely, because remember, it is like a poison in your system. And the Bible says whatever happens in your heart, you will speak forth. Whatever comes into your heart. So what is the language then that you're speaking? You know, the unforgiveness, it is a pull, it is calling. Once you're in the system that you have the complete unforgiveness, it is so rooted in you, you become also oversensitive. So the moment anyone around you can just say to you the smallest thing, that will offend you immediately, because you will be oversensitive. And what is what we must also remember, that life, because I said to you that life is spiritual.
Yes.
And we must remember that our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It is like principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, spiritual host in wicked places and in heavenly places. So that we must know that the forgiveness Once you get into that stage, you will know from other people's body language that you are in error.
Okay.
And you must go to God and the Holy Spirit, and then ask the Holy Spirit to, Lord, let me do some introspection in my life.
Mm.
And let me tell you, forgiveness, it is easy to tell people, you have to forgive, you have to forgive. It's not always that easy. Okay, especially when somebody maybe harm you in a mighty way, or stole your business from you, or even you go through a bad divorce or something, and then the resentment is so much that it is not easy to forgive. But because the Bible says that we have to forgive, that means, and when you're a Christian and your Christianity is not questionable, then you must work out the problem. You must go to the Holy Spirit and he ask him to help you to deal with this matter.
Yeah.
Exactly where it happens, the Holy Spirit will take you through all the steps, whatever. As long as you get into the journey, on the journey, because forgiveness is a process. It's not easy. Tomorrow you wake up and all the you're forgiven everyone around you that hurt you so much.
Yeah.
It is not a quick fix. It is a journey.
Mm.
As long as you're onto the journey and you allow the Holy Spirit to speak into your life and then work out slowly but surely, God will work out the answer in your life.
Mm.
And one day you will just feel the urge, let me contact that person, or God can still do a miracle in this area, and he can even send that guy or that person into your life again and tell you, listen, yeah, I'm sorry. I did this to you, and I've done that to you. So I'm really sorry about that, and please, I want you to forgive me. And then the matter is settled.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for that. Now I'm even thinking, if forgiving somebody else is a journey that I need to, I would also think that I need to be patient in forgiving somebody else and allowing myself to forgive them. But how then difficult would it be to forgive myself? Because sometimes I can blame myself for maybe the divorce that went wrong, for maybe I was in a car accident and I was wrong. You know, I was on the wrong, not necessarily that I was wrong, but I was on the wrong. And maybe that car accident resulted in somebody else dying. And I'm struggling to forgive myself for that. So would that kind of forgiveness take longer than forgiving somebody else? Or would it be quicker? And can I work on forgiving myself first and then work on forgiving somebody else? Or can I do both at the same time?
Yeah, I don't really think there's a recipe around it. That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, Paul says that in the Bible that we can do all things through Jesus Christ to strengthen us. We can do all things, okay? And then we have to be brutal honest with the Lord.
Mm.
And we say to him, Lord, I cannot forgive myself because I was the instigator or something, or I did this bad thing, this very wrong thing against someone, and it even maybe cost their lives or whatever. And then we will go to God and we say to him, Lord, help me, because I can do all things to Jesus Christ to strengthen me.
Mm.
And also, let the word wash us, because the word, we know that the word heals, and we also know that the worst of sin can be forgiven. And every time when you think about the situation, if you can get you some scriptures on healing, you can just speak it over your life, and also speak to other men and women of God, maybe that spiritual mature people, and they keep on praying for you and pray over the situation, and slowly but surely you will get progress around it.
Wow, thank you for that. I think it's amazing that, you know, the scriptures are there in the Bible. You know, before you even said it, it wasn't even coming into my mind that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
So I would have thought I need to work on forgiving myself first. And then I tell everybody else, guys, wait, I'm still working on me. So if I need to forgive you, let's put that on hold. And I need to work on myself. But when you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So firstly, it tells me that I will receive the strength. And the strength, I'll receive it from Christ. And when I receive that strength from Christ, then I can do both, forgiving other people and myself.
Yeah, and also remember now, when the Bible also say, when we are weak, then we are strong. So I believe what the scriptures is telling me, the moment you acknowledge your weakness, that makes you total dependent on God. That put you in a situation that you say, Lord, I cannot do that out of my own strength. Weakness, to be weak is not necessarily a bad thing, because when we are weak, then because of Him, then we become strong, because that will put us in a position that we are totally dependent on God. It's like a child is totally dependent on the mother for everything. Then we become totally dependent on God, and God will start to intervene into our lives and speak into our lives how we go about the matter.
Sure. You know, the Holy Spirit then just revealed something for me, that as men, we've been told, you need to be strong. Tigers don't cry. But then the Bible says, when I am weak, He is strong. So I need to be weak. I must be weak so that He can come through and be strong. So that His strength can shine through. But for as long as I want to be strong, it means that He cannot come through. Could that be the reason why most men are struggling?
Definitely. What we also forget sometimes is, you know, sometimes we only remember the last couple of offenses that came to our lives. And because of that, we sometimes forget about what happened in our child life when we grew up. And so many things also happen in school. You got maybe bullied or something like that. And then the other day I saw another man, a young man, he came to me for counseling. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me, he's full of the Holy Spirit. He is he's quoting the scriptures. He's involved with church activities. Great young man, loved the Lord so much. But he was sitting with me, and the Holy Spirit prompted my heart that he's got to deal with a couple of issues in his life regarding forgiveness. So I said to him, the Holy Spirit said to me, there's some forgiveness that must happen in your life. You must deal with some people, because the Holy Spirit showed me some people in his heart that is not happy. So first of all, it looked strange to me, like this, as if it is not the truth. So we prayed, and all of a sudden, the Lord took him back about 15 years, where everything started. And then he started to forgive people. And I, if I could have made a list, it is easy over 30 people that he started. And he called them exactly, the teachers, everyone by their names. All the people, the bullies, everyone in school. So so when the Holy Spirit deal with this a matter, it goes back to the first thing where it happened, but because it's pointless for him to only deal with a colleague that was swearing at you yesterday at the office of whatever, you had a very bad disagreement, and then you just deal with it, you forgive him, and you move on. But the Holy Spirit takes you back and deal with the first thing, what happened, the first root of the problem, that we must come and deal with it. And from there on, it is like a domino. Everything just go according to how the Spirit is dealing with each and every situation.
Wow. I'm just amazed that, you know, the Holy Spirit would have reminded him of people from like 15 years ago. That means that as we go through life, the traumas that we experience, the people who hurt us, we take all of that, and then
piling up.
Yeah. Yo, And then the Holy Spirit just comes and says, hey, do you remember? And I suppose a lot of us who walk around think that, I'm okay, man, you know, because of the trauma, we tend to bury things. And I would imagine, had it not been for that moment where the Holy Spirit reminded you or showed you those, that issue of unforgiveness, we would not have known. But then I want to ask, how can I probably, even is it possible that on my own, at home, I can have that opportunity to just sit and remember all the things that had happened in my past?
Yeah, sometimes because the hurt is so much, we tend to cover it so deeply and we don't want to go there because it's like cancer sitting there. The moment you start scratching or dealing with it, the hurt is too much, then we just close it up again. So that's why sometimes it is good to have somebody to go and see someone and just help you through the process, and is led by the Holy Spirit and say, Sibisu, what about this? The Holy Spirit is revealing us that. And sometimes, like I said to you, the moment you pray together and your heart, remember your heart must also be intact. You must definitely have a sincerity and humility of heart.
Yes.
And we set aside every pride, self-righteousness and arrogance. You know, sometimes we just want to be self-righteous and say, you know, we're always looking for the thing outside, for the cause is always outside, but most of the time it starts from inside us.
Mm.
And we just allow the Holy Spirit to send the light into this very thing, our own being, and to deal with the matter. And then the process can start.
Mm.
And when you spend more time with the Holy Spirit and you read the Bible, because when you read the Bible, God speaks to us.
Yes.
And then the Holy Spirit will lead you to certain things, certain topics. And when you start to meditate on it, then they start to speak and reveal some stuff to us. And like I said before, you have to be honest with yourself, deeply honest with yourself, and then slowly but surely the healing will start happening.
Wow. Thank you for that, Pastor Erica. Unfortunately for tonight, our time is done. But I would like to, you know, invite you again for part two of the conversation, where we just go deeper and deeper, and we offer some sense of help and comfort to the person listening on the other side of this microphone. But before we go, I just want to ask you, how can people get a hold of you? Are you available for counseling?
Yeah, definitely. I'm do it about 70% of my time. I'm spending time with many people coming to see me, and definitely we get a lot of breakthroughs. So they can contact the station. I'll leave my number here, and whenever they want to come, and then they get the information, and they can send me a WhatsApp, and we can see how we can accommodate the people.
Awesome. Thank you. So if you do want to get a session with Pastor Eric, I believe it's at no charge.
It's always the matter of, I don't want to let people not to come and see me because of financial issues, because many people don't have the finances.
Mm.
But if they want to give, we know the Lord says that it's good to give. You know, it's better to give than to receive. So any support will be welcome.
Welcome.
But if the people cannot afford it, then it's fine.
Yeah, I think we'll stick to that principle where I remember it was both David and Abraham who needed. I think the one that I remember distinctly is Abraham wanted to bury Sarah, his wife, and they wanted to give him the tomb. But he said, no, I want to pay for it. But I'm not saying that they should actually pay, but that if there is something that can, that they can give towards the work of God, then they can do that.
I mean, no problem. Yes.
Yeah. So if you're listening to Impact 103 and you would like to have a one-on-one counseling session with Pastor Eric, just send the words PS space Eric for Pastor Eric, and then we will send you his contact details through Impact, and then you can get in touch with him. For now, I would like to sign off. This has been Zibusa El Kunene on God in the Picture. We will then see you again next week for part two. Are you coming back?
Amen.
Ah, there we go. Thank you, Pastor Eric.